Welcome back to Glow Girl. We are a weekly podcast where we talk about woo and wellness and making our way in this really wild world. I'm Tracy White, as always. And if you're seeing this podcast live on Facebook, then hi. Hi, Ashley. I can see a couple people here. I haven't been live in a few weeks because I've had some really amazing guests the past few weeks, and our live streaming software doesn't like to play nice with that sometimes. So we've just been kind of recording those podcasts. But if you haven't listened to those past couple of episodes, definitely go do that. We've had some really, really amazing and informative guests. So it's been a good couple of weeks. Hi to everybody out there. I see Rachel, Ashley, Valerie. Hi guys. So, hey, how you been? What's new? Anything? Anything up? Anything happening in the world at all right now? No? Boring? So I know it's been a crazy week since the last time, we recorded this podcast. We recorded, last Monday. I recorded an episode, with Tanae Stewart from, the Witch of Lupin Hollow. And if you didn't catch that episode, definitely do that. Her book, which is a Witch's Guide to Magical Self-Care, is amazing. And you probably need it, especially after this week. So when we recorded last Monday, knowing that there was an election day on Tuesday, and that this episode would air on Wednesday, we kind of expected that by Wednesday we might know a little bit more about what was going on. So election day was Monday, and then election day was, I'm sorry, election day was Tuesday, and then election day was also on Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, and then on Saturday, even though we had my one true love, Steve Kornacki, telling us that we could be confident in the unofficial outcome of the election, the networks finally projected that Dr. Jill Biden's husband would be our new president-elect and Senator Kamala Harris would be our new VP-elect. So that happened on Saturday. Now, obviously, we don't have any kind of concession from the current resident of the White House. We have a lot of things outstanding, and we have a lot of tension with that whole situation. You know, the people who know the things all say there's no going back. We have a new president. This is going to happen. So I'm just trying to have some faith in those people and what they know, that that is good. So hopefully there isn't as much conflict as it feels like there wants to be with this situation, but we just don't know what's going to happen. So we wait. Half of the United States and almost all of the rest of the world celebrated when this news came out on Saturday. People felt immense relief. People immediately started looking toward the future. Hope felt like it was within reach again for a lot of us, you know, who had been struggling with that politically. And social media since then, I don't know if you've noticed, but it's kind of been a mixed bag of people leaving for echo chamber sites where they can post just gross extremist rhetoric without any kind of ethical oversight. There have also been a lot of activists urging us not to get lazy, that this fight for the soul of our country is still just beginning. That's actual, you know, that's factual. We have to be prepared for more of this. And then there's been those people posting status updates and memes calling for everyone to just be nice, right? Just be nice, guys. Just be nice. And that's what I want to talk about today. So after this week's astrology, we're going to talk about how niceness does not equal kindness. They're not the same thing. asking people to be nice is gaslighting at best and spiritual bypassing at worst and at most accurate. So we're going to talk about the differences between being nice and being kind and how we can practice kindness in our lives and in this crazy world that we are currently existing in right now. And yeah, it's not going to be a super long show today. I almost wasn't able to come on. We have some things going on in my house right now. I clearly just got out of the shower. I have no makeup on. I did dry my hair. It's kind of frizzy. It's like swamp beast around here. It is what it is. But I wanted to talk to you guys. And I wanted to get this out today so that I had a chance to have some, you know, have some stuff out here. So, but I want to talk to you about this week's astrology too, because there's definitely some things happening. Some of the people in the comments, yes, there was celebrating in Canada, and I'm really glad to hear that. I'm glad that other people around the world can see, you know, and it does feel, sometimes the U.S. feels like the center of the universe, and it's a gross feeling, and we shouldn't think that way. But in this instance, I think what was happening here really does have a global impact. And it's interesting and a little unfortunate that it's come to this, but I'm really glad that we have people in other countries on our side, and that people in other parts of the world see that we are not just, you know, not just a half a country of shitbags, I guess. You know, that at least half of us and a little more than half of us are, you know, good people that are just trying to do better. And so I'm really glad that people in other parts of the world were able to see that. So, and yes, thankfully my Facebook feed is also filled with a lot of people that are supporting the, you know, new regime. You know, with our new president elect, and the people that aren't have been unfollowed, hidden, unfriended, blocked. I'm just done. I'm done with a lot of that. So, you know, I don't keep an echo chamber either. But you know, there are people out there who, you know, are not trying to be kind, and they're not even trying to be nice. So I don't have time for that. If there's people that want to talk, I got time for those people. So that's where I'm at today. Let me tell you a little bit about this week's astrology. So a few things right now. So Sun still in Scorpio. We're still in Scorpio season. I posted today in our Girls Girls community about Scorpio season. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but there has been a lot of news in the actual news and in my social media feeds and in groups and in just my personal life about death. And I mean, actual death. You know, we've lost celebrities. We've lost people that we care about in our lives. You know, I have a lot of friends that are going through this sort of transitional phase of, you know, older parents and older family members declining and moving into that next phase. And, you know, I'm seeing a lot of this. It's a very familiar feeling right now to me. And I wanted to talk about that with Scorpio season. Scorpio is a sign of transition. You know, Scorpio can be a sign of death too. And what is death but just a transition from life to what's afterlife, you know, if you believe that kind of way, you know, what comes next? You know, Scorpio lets us think about that. Most people know the sign of Scorpio, the image is the scorpion, but the higher form image of Scorpio is actually the phoenix, which is rising from the ashes. You know, the bird bursts into flames, crumbles into ash, and then is reborn again from the ashes. And that is really the transitional nature of Scorpio and Scorpio season. Here in this particular quadrant of the globe, a lot of us are going through autumn, you know. Scorpio season, autumn, you know, the leaves are falling from the trees. It's a season of, you know, decay a bit. And, you know, moving into that cold, dark season of winter and, you know, what's next beyond this, you know, and then there's always spring, you know, so there is always rebirth. So Scorpio season is feeling a little heavy right now, but we're also really seeing that theme of transition. There's a lot of transition happening. Valerie in the comments says it's the witch's new year, so it is the perfect timing for transition. It is. I mean, that's why when a few weeks ago when we talked about Samhain, that's why, you know, this first week in November is very much a season of looking forward into what is next. You know, and it does have that New Year's feeling to it. You know, not like the New Year's Day that we celebrate traditionally here in the US, but more of like that pagan, you know, which is Wiccan New Year of Samhain, where, you know, we're looking at the, you know, end of harvest, time of drawing within, and time of really, I guess, internalizing and thinking and hibernation and prepping for the rest, and then beyond the rest, what comes after. And so Scorpio season's feeling, you know, very heavily like that. If you're seeing a lot of this transition, you know, in your life, on your timeline, on your newsfeed, you know, you can blame that on Scorpio season. It's heavy right now, you know, but not all transition is bad. Just like the tarot card, death is not always a bad card. You know, it means a change. And naturally, change can be difficult for some of us, but it's not always a bad thing. You know, transitioning from one part of our lives to the next, from, you know, an old job to a new job. You know, it's sometimes an ending, but, you know, we get that beginning coming to us. So if you're feeling these feelings, you're not alone. There's a lot of it happening right now, and we're all kind of embroiled in it. You know, we've got Scorpio season for another couple of weeks here. You know, we are going to be feeling this season for a little while. You know, I particularly like Sagittarius season because I am a Sagittarius. It happens to be my favorite little time of year. You know, and there's a lot coming to us in that season, a lot of big astrological changes. And so, you know, take this time and, you know, breathe through it. And, you know, when Sagittarius season gets here, you know, there's some new and exciting changes ahead for us. So hang in there with the Scorpio season. On the topic of Scorpio, we have a new moon in Scorpio coming up this week. So late Saturday night, early Sunday morning, depending on your time zone and where you're at, we have a new moon in Scorpio. Again, Scorpio is transition. Transition involves endings. Scorpio new moon can highlight the new beginning side of the transition theme. And this new moon in Scorpio is very much a healing moon. So think like rebirth, recovery, reclaiming, right? Resurfacing from fears, from shame, from doubt. You know, and really allowing our spirits a sense of renewal. You know, and also this is a moon where we may have revelations about who we are and what we're capable of. You know, again, moving on a little bit, transitioning away from, you know, the things that we fear, the things that we are ashamed of, you know, imposter syndrome, things like that. You know, this is actually going to be a really great moon for setting intentions. And it might be the last moon of the year that's going to be really good for setting intentions. So we have some really powerful eclipses coming up in December. And if you want to set some eclipses for yourself for the remainder of 2020, I'm sorry, intentions, don't set eclipses. If you want to set some intentions for yourself for the remainder of 2020, this new moon that's coming up Saturday night, Sunday morning is going to be a really good time to do that. So, you know, when we have a new moon, when we have a full moon, we kind of get a day on either side. So really, you know, between like Friday night and like maybe Monday, you really have all weekend long to work with this new moon intention energy. And, you know, what are the things that that you talked about with this last full moon that came around? What have you been letting go of? What are the fears and the doubts? What are the old shames that you have hanging around you that you can set intentions for resurfacing from, you know? So these are the things that I want you to think about with this new moon. Now, Mercury, we talked about last week. Mercury went direct and we moved out of Mercury retrograde on Election Day. So Mercury is currently direct in Libra. As of the recording of this podcast, Mercury is moving into Scorpio tomorrow here, which is Tuesday, November 10th. And when Mercury moves into Scorpio, Mercury is the messenger, and the messenger is telling Scorpio secrets. So expect to see information being exposed, stories being told, and secrets being unearthed. You know, Mercury being direct means that information maybe that has been sort of subverted, sort of hidden beneath the surface, will now be able to surface. And I do think that with this election, we will start to see some clarity surrounding, some of what's been going on here. So Mercury going direct, especially moving into Scorpio tomorrow, or as you're listening to this on Tuesday the 10th, this is going to be really good. We're going to start to feel that clarity. We are still in that shadow period after the retrograde, which is fun to call the retro shade. That can mean that some of those Mercury retrograde problems with technology, travel, communications, those can all still be a little wonky for another week or two, but it's getting less and less each day. So we're kind of in the clear more or less with Mercury, but keep an eye out for things coming to light. Especially information, which Mercury loves. We have also Venus in Libra. Again, Venus in Libra is very much about thinking and talking about our values, which is something I'm going to be talking about today, one of my values. And it's also puts kind of on the forefront of our mind the values of justice and equality and fairness, and also kind of puts a little bit of a focus on the finer things in life, things that we desire and kind of how can we get there? If you're feeling very much like you're trying to, you're beautifying your life. If you're watching the home edit and, you can't stop going to the container store because you want, everything to be organized and rainbow colored. I mean, I get it, man. Venus and Libra, it wants us to beautify our spaces and our lives in every way possible. And sometimes beautifying our lives and surroundings means removing ugliness from our social media feeds. So I've seen a lot of that happening lately too. I'm all for it. Mars, this is the big thing happening this week. This is very important. So we have had, since September 9th, we have had a Mars retrograde, okay? Mars has been in Aries since June. Mars will be in Aries until December. Usually, Mars hangs out in one sign for 6 to 8 weeks tops. With this Mars retrograde we've had right in the middle, Mars kind of was moving through Aries, retrograde started moving backwards through Aries again. We're going to be moving forward again starting on the 13th. That is Friday the 13th. Mars will move direct. And then we'll continue to move Mars through Aries again until December when Mars is able to move on into Taurus. And this is a very long time for us to have this Mars and Aries energy looming over us. It is a very strong, forceful kind of energy for us to be, broiling in. It's a lot. And it's been frustrating, right? Like, I don't know if you have felt this, but it almost feels like it's been so difficult for anything to come from the things we want and the things that motivate us. It's almost like, you know that saying, a watched pot never boils? It feels like the whole world has been a watched pot. Just a pot of water. We've just been staring at it. We need it to boil. It would be great if it boiled because then we could do something with it. And yet here we sit. It has been really frustrating. It's been hard for people, I think, to get things in their lives to really take off in the way that they wanted. And then with the Mercury retrograde, we've had a lot of delays. We've had a lot of things that we've had to kind of start over on, and we've lost motivation on. Things have gone unfinished because we've just lost the energy for it. And this is all Mars retrograde. Mars in Aries is a very me-centered energy. Mars in Aries retrograde is very much like, I guess, inside of me energy. Like, I want to express myself, but I can't. And it's frustrating. And eventually this is all just going to bubble out and I'm going to explode, you know, like a volcanic explosion of emotions all over everyone around you. So yeah, Julia in the comments says not boiling, but under pressure at the same time. Yeah, it does. It feels like a constant pressure on us. We're not able to do anything with the pressure. It's very frustrating. This like whole Mars and Aries delayed gratification thing, not cool, man. Not cool. So now that Mars is going to be moving direct on Friday the 13th, this will kind of help. Like if we've had people that have been holding on to all this frustration, self-expression is going to be happening all over our lives, whether we want to hear it or not, whether the people around us want to hear it from us or not, there's going to be a lot of self-expression. Okay. And some of it's going to be coming out like a shot, right? Like some of this is going to be like you shook up. I mean, like it's like for the past 6 months, we've been just shaking up a champagne bottle. That cork is about to come out. And just don't be in its path because it's going to be some forceful energy. There's going to be anger. There's going to be people that have been holding on to a lot of anger, a lot of hurt feelings, a lot of feelings of not being seen or heard or feeling like they haven't been. So there's going to be some outbursts. And I don't know, just with the unrest that a lot of the U.S. is feeling right now, we may see some outbursts there. We may see some violence. You know, there's a chance for that. And some of it may go from just people that are kind of like milling around and grumbling to people finally feeling motivated to really act it out. So just be aware. On Friday and Saturday, especially, there are some planetary movements that will increase that acting out energy, you know, so try not to find yourself out in it if you can help it. You know, don't put yourself in situations that might be risky on Friday, Saturday, especially, and then just be aware that with this Mars in Aries energy finally direct, people will be speaking their mind a lot more clearly and speaking their personal feelings and, asking you why you're not seeing or hearing them. And they'll be doing it a lot more clearly because Mercury is no longer in retrograde. So a lot more clarity around our feelings and our communication of those feelings right now. So Melissa in the comments says Coke and Mentos. Yeah, that's what it's like. It's going to be like dumping a whole pack of Mentos in a 2 liter of Coke. Just run. Aaron asked if you should stay away from social media. I mean, I guess I can't tell you to stay away from social media in good conscience because I won't. I will be on social media probably always. But listen, if you feel like that temptation to argue and fight and put yourself in the line of fire with people online is too great and you need to step away, I understand. I understand that. It's not great for anybody's mental health to do it, you know, to just get online and start fighting in comment sections or fighting with people you care about, especially right before the holidays. So If that's something you would like to avoid, social media is probably not going to be a great place for that. We're going to see a lot of explosions of feelings all over social media too. So that is definitely something to consider. So that's the big stuff happening this week. That new moon, Saturday into Sunday, kind of over the weekend. And then, you know, that Friday, Saturday, big release of energy with Mars going direct. So pay attention, you know, watch yourself, spend time with yourself. That's always a good thing. Okay. So here's what I really wanted to talk about today. I just want to talk about this whole be nice thing. Now, I've seen a lot of memes out there. I've seen a lot of opposing viewpoints on a lot of things. And a lot of it is politics driven, or people who are privileged enough in their lives that they don't feel that they need to be involved in politics. And they're very tired of seeing that all over their news feeds. Their lives are charmed enough that whatever happens really won't, they don't think it'll affect them or people they care about too much. And so they just want a gentler social media feed. I don't know if you can hear me rolling my eyes, but I am. So again, I'm seeing a lot of these calls for being nice and unifying online past few days. Makes sense. Honestly, I don't disagree entirely with the sentiment, right? Unity is something that we're struggling with. And the more of us that put that goal first, the better off we'll be as a collective overall, okay, in general. But the be nice part is what's really grating on me right now. So I'm a be nicer from way back, okay? I think it's just something that I grew up with. I'm from the Midwest. I don't know if you can tell by my really charming Midwestern accent and nasally tone, but I'm from the Midwest. I grew up in like West Michigan, and I live in Ohio now. But being from the Midwest, being nice is just ingrained. It's like ranch dressing and casseroles and being overly competitive about the amount of snow we just got. It is just part of who we are. Okay. It's just part of what it is in the Midwest, and not just the Midwest. I mean, I know there's a big, you know, push for that in the South. I know it's everywhere. I really know it's everywhere. It's just, I'm from the Midwest, and it's something that I feel that I see a lot of. And Aaron in the comments says, girls are always told to be nice. You are right, because girls get that a lot more than boys do, traditionally speaking. You know, be a nice girl. And that's something that I have described myself as many times. I think I did it today. I am a nice girl. I am. But more important than that, is being nice. Yes, it is part of the culture. But a few years ago, I started to learn the difference between being nice and being kind. And I haven't, in good conscience, been able to really be nice since then. So the way I learned it, and I'm still learning it, and I'm still learning new parts and new nuances of this every day. And it's one of my favorite topics to learn and one of my favorite skills to expand. Niceness is a descriptor, right? Nice car, nice earrings, nice smile, right? Kindness is an action, okay? And I'm not talking about parts of the word or parts of the sentence or parts of speech at this point, but kindness is an action, a kind gesture, a kind heart, kind eyes, you know? It's a descriptor, but it is an action descriptor, right? You can't have kind eyes if you're frowning. You know, your kind eyes mean something. There's depth there, right? Whereas, you know, a nice smile doesn't necessarily mean depth. It just means a surface thing. You know, you have a nice smile. Good job on the teeth, right? So nice, I guess, in my mind, is that smile you give a coworker when you pass them in the hallway. You know the one. It's the white people smile, right? You know the one. It's this. You can't see me, but I'm doing it. It doesn't reach your eyes. It's just your mouth doing a thing that lets your coworker know that you're approachable enough after you've had your coffee that if they need something, they can probably ask you, right? That's, in my mind, that is what nice is. So kindness requires more of us than being nice. Kindness requires us to care about other people and to care about those people, not for our own reasons, but just for them, which isn't something that always comes natural to us. And so when I say that we should be kinder to each other, what I don't mean is that, you know, we should be this surface level, varnished, smiley, happy person. I don't mean, kindness doesn't mean that we shouldn't get angry, right? Kindness doesn't mean that we shouldn't fight about it sometimes. Kindness is caring about other people enough to stand up for injustice against them. It is. Kindness is being compassionate enough and taking the time to understand situations that you've never been in because you haven't had to be. I mean, that is kindness. Juliet says kindness actually requires energy and intention. It does. Kindness requires action. Kindness is telling people when what they're doing or saying is wrong or hurtful or manipulative. Kindness is telling them that and making sure that they know and showing them, you know, that they can choose a different way. You know, kindness doesn't mean putting your own needs aside to allow someone else to be ignorant because it won't ruffle any feathers. Kindness is ruffled feathers sometimes. Kindness comes from a place of doing what's right above doing what's comfortable or nice. Kindness is, I guess, nice is just an air we put on to keep ourselves and the people around us at a tepid status quo. But kindness is putting our hearts out front, even at personal risk, you know? Kindness is empathetic. Kindness is intentional. You know, like Juliet said, kindness is actionable, like Aaron said in the comments. Kindness is something that we probably need to practice because it doesn't, again, it doesn't always come natural to all of us. And because we are, by nature, self-centered creatures, you know, and sometimes we need a niceness detox, especially if you come from a place where it is deemed culturally appropriate to be nice. As long as you're nice, you don't, I mean, that's all the effort you have to put in. Because if, as long as people think that you're nice, I mean, you don't have to be kind, right? As long as you sit in the church pew on Sunday, you don't have to treat the server right at the restaurant after the service. Like, that's, first of all, tip your servers so much money. Okay. I'm going to burn it down when it comes to not tipping servers. I worked at a restaurant for many years. I'm telling you that the worst of humanity comes out right after they get out of church on Sunday. Don't be that person. I don't think anybody that's listening to this podcast is actually that person. But if you know that person, you don't have to be nice to them. Maybe you can be kind to them and tell them that they're a shitty tipper. There's your kindness tip for the day. Anyway, sorry, I got distracted by that. Okay, so what I was saying was the root of niceness is really what other people think of us, right? The root of kindness, or the root of niceness, is self-serving. It's self-serving. The root of kindness is how we can serve others. Okay? The root of niceness is self-serving. The root of kindness is how we can serve others. Kindness is doing the right thing at the risk of putting our niceness and our likability on the line. That is really hard to swallow for a lot of people because being a person who is suddenly seen as not a nice person or not a likable person can be really, really hard for many people to overcome. You know, I mean, we want people to think that we're nice, right? But sometimes we can't be kind if that's all we have, you know? It's just not enough. And so the hardest part, I think, of all of this too is not necessarily even practicing kindness with others, but practicing kindness with ourselves, because that's advanced level for some of us. And speaking kindness to ourselves the way we would speak to others is really good practice, but it's not easy. Treating yourself the way that you would really treat other people, people that you don't know, because there's nothing in it for you. You know, there's nothing in it to be kind to you. No one's going to think anything differently about you. You only have yourself, you know, to witness it. And being kind to yourself is again, it's a tough practice, but entirely worthwhile. So, that's really, I guess that's my sermon for the night. It wasn't long. I just really wanted to talk about it a little bit. Don't be nice. Don't just be fluff in the wind, you know? Be kind, be substantial, make a difference. Because I really think that kindness is a superpower. I really do. Oh, I'm actually even wearing a shirt that says, "In a world where you can be anything, be kind." I really do think that. And I think that most of us at our cores really do think that too. It's just something that we have to practice. And I think if we could set that example, more people could see that example. More people would want to live that too. And if we can change the way we think about kindness, we can change the way other people think about kindness. And like, I know that it's Pollyanna a little bit, but like, we could change the world if we just do it enough, right? Anyway, so that's it for me. I know this was a weird show. I know that I told you to stop being nice, and I probably got a Dixie Chicks song stuck in your head. I'm sorry, the Chicks now. And I know I went on a rant about tipping your servers, but these are all things I believe. And it's my show, so you get what you get. Okay. Anyway, I love you guys. I'm really glad that I had some people that showed up for this good old live session. And if you're listening on your preferred podcast app on Wednesday or after, whenever the show is posted, thank you guys for listening. I hope that you are kind to yourselves this week. And I hope you're kind to other people, even when it's not easy to be. And don't be nice. It's a waste of energy. So we are strong, we are kind, and we can do hard things, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. I will see you next week for a brand new episode of Glow Girl. You can follow on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Glow Girl Pod. Don't forget to come join our Girls Girls community if you're not already there. For only $2 a month, you can be part of the Girls Girls media inner circle. You can hang out online with the best dang women on the whole internet. You can get special content from the Girls Girls media multiverse of podcasts, including my weird ass Astro Alert posts that I sometimes throw up there. And all you have to do is go to www.girlsgirlscommunity.com to get started. Glow Girl is a production of Girls Girls Media, and our music today is by the amazing Breakmaster Cylinder. Shine bright, Glow Girls.